Swamp Meadow Community Theater Podcast, show number 1, April 7th, 2014. Hey there. Thanks for checking us out on our first ever podcast. I'm Andy Affleck, and we're sneaking a peek today at Swamp Meadow's upcoming production, The Three Musketeers. The Three Musketeers is an original adaptation of the Dumas classic by our own Heather Christie. We'll be speaking with her about what it's like to adapt a book on our next show. Today, we're looking at the other most important thing you need in addition to a script, sword fights.
So you're going to resist that.
Does that surprise you?
Manga!
Swamp Meadow is no stranger to sword fights. In recent years, we've had them in the Two Get Merry productions, and especially in 2011's Romeo and Juliet. I sat down at a recent rehearsal and talked to Meg LaLumiere, who is the stage combat choreographer for The Three Musketeers, to learn more about how it all works. I started out by asking her what it was like to choreograph a play like The Three Musketeers.
It has its difficulties, just because I'm not as used to the fighters here as I was with the Ren Faire. I knew all of my fighters there. Here, it's walking into a brand new school and being like, oh, I don't really know anybody. So it's a little difficult. Try to keep things as easy as possible, but also give it a degree of difficulty so that it looks cool. Working with the individuals, it's fun to go back and see all the... It's fun to go back and remember, okay, this is what it's like to teach brand new to stage combat people again. It's refreshing.
Do you find that the small stage affects what you can do?
The stage, it's up to the individual fighter. Some people are more comfortable with a bigger area. The longer somebody has been fighting, the more likely they are to adapt to the area. I'm used to fighting outside in a whole bunch of different rain, snow, horrible wind. I've fought on teeny tiny stages. I've fought on really big muddy fields. You have to learn how to adapt with the new fighters. It's a little difficult for them to kind of adapt because they're so used to one way, and it's the muscle memory for them. Once they have the muscle memory down, it's kind of hard for them to go to, oh, I have to adapt it to this now. That's one of the difficult things.
What is your background in stage combat? What have you, or just, what is it called, fake combat?
Stage combat.
So stage combat, what is your background in stage combat? So what have you done before you did this?
I started in 2004, directly out of high school. I joined the Connecticut Renaissance Fair, and I have been fighting almost constantly since. I had a little bit of a hiatus, but I've been apparently fighting for 10 years. I fought in their fall shows, I fought in the spring shows, I've helped with choreography there, I've helped. I was actually fight captain, fight lieutenant. I've helped with the directing, with the fighting and all of that. I've always had some kind of hand in it when it came to choreographing or something along those lines. I think the first year I was involved in fight was the only year I didn't actually help in choreographing because I was brand new to it and they were making sure I was able to do that.
How do you handle the safety aspect? How do you keep people, especially people who are new to this whole thing, how do you keep them from bashing heads?
It's inevitable. It's going to happen. Eventually, somebody's going to get hit, and they're going to be a little bit more cautious every time. To say everything's peachy keen and nobody ever gets hurt is a lie. I've hit my fight partners a few times. I've taken a spear to the leg before. That was a nice, interesting bruise. it's just, you have to be careful not to get somebody in the face, not to stab them in areas where it could do a lot of damage. And that's the thing that you have to be careful and be aware as a fighter. Don't aim for the major arteries. Don't try to stab somebody. Just try to be careful. The bigger, the scarier the weapon, the less likely you are actually to get hurt in that fight. The fight that I had a chain and fireplace poker was one of the safest fights that we had. I think there might have been a bruise around his arm from when he had to catch it, but other than that, that's the only actual damage that was done then. The bigger, the scarier it is, the more likely people are to pay attention to it and be more aware of how much damage it can do.
What does it mean to, what is it, don't hit within the door frame or stand there? What is it?
That's the easiest teaching tool of saying it. Saying that your opponent is standing inside of a door frame that is about 6 inches outside of their body. You don't want to hit inside of that. Once you get close to that, you want to start slowing your speed down significantly because you don't want to hit them. All the cuts are fake. All the parries are real. Every time you see somebody blocking the sword coming at them, it's real. Every time somebody's cutting at them, it should be fake. I'm not going to lie, because then again, that's the whole, people do get hurt. But all of my fighters, I make sure that they are aware all of your parries have to be real. All of your cuts have to be fake. That's how people stay safe.
I remember when I was learning what little I know back at the first Get Merry, the very first thing we did was the number system.
Yes.
Yeah, so why don't you explain that a little bit?
The number system that I go by is based off of SCA, that they do a number system, and it's based off the parries. Parry 1 is lower leg to the left side. Parry 2 is lower leg to the right side. Parry 3 is upper arm to the right side. Parry 4 is left arm. Parry 5 is right, like clavicle. And then parry 5A is left clavicle. Then there's also the pendente and montante. That's the head and the groin shot. Those are all of the main cuts that we do. There's thrusts, there's, clearing cuts, there's things like that. But the number system is based off of SCA fighting. You can go and check that out. You can just Google it, and it'll come right up.
I remember in the sword fight I had the first year, it surprised me how tiring it was, especially since we were doing it 20 times in a row just to make sure we had it down. But it felt very slow when we did it. Mm-hmm. But, apparently it looked good on stage, even though, what is it? Is there a perception about the audience sees it faster than you think it is?
I think it's the adrenaline. The adrenaline that's going makes you want to go faster, and you want to cut a lot harder at the person. And with all that adrenaline going through your system, that's when a lot of the accidents can happen. But yeah, it's always, it does get tiring really fast, because once you get up to full speed, full intent, you have to really act it out. And at that point, the best way to act it out is to get right in there and do that. It takes a lot out of you. My first year fighting, I believe I lost 20 pounds. So it's a good workout.
It's a good workout.
And now for some Swamp Meadow news. The Three Musketeers is coming soon. Performances are May 2nd, 3rd, 9th, and 10th at 7 p.m., and May 4th and 11th at 2 p.m. at the Captain Isaac Payne Auditorium, 160 Foster Center Road, Foster, Rhode Island. Prices are $12 for adults, $7 for students or senior, and $40 for family. Call the box office at 888-493-7110. That's 888-493-7110, or reserve online at www.swampmeadow.org. Swamp Meadow is looking for a box office assistant or assistants. Interested parties should be comfortable with managing email communications, be familiar with Microsoft Office or similar, able and willing to learn Stage Show Plus. Swamp Meadow is also seeking a secretary for the board. This is a board position. Contact Leslie Carter at membership@swampmeadow.org for either of the positions just mentioned. The Musketeers are looking for help with construction and painting, prop construction and acquisition, backstage crew, box office, and concessions help. Contact Artie Robillard at 1'9", that's O-N-E-F-O-O-T, number 9, at AOL.com. The Christmas Story production team is still in need of talented helping hands to bring this holiday comedy to the stage. Rehearsals are planned tentatively for Tuesday, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and Saturday, 12:30 to 3 p.m., beginning late August. Shows will be December 5 through 7 and 12 through 14. If you have any questions about the show, please contact Artie. Their needs include producer, stage director, sound manager and crew, sets and prop manager, backstage helpers, curtain person, cast facilitator, directing cast members, assistant to the directors, helping with script and scene edits, general helpers, makeup manager and helpers, concessions manager and helpers. Finally, the next Swamp Meadow board meeting will be April 26 at 10 a.m. at the Eddy Building in Foster. Getting back to sword fights, I also sat down with Tom Morey. Tom is playing Porthos and is also a fencing instructor for the show.
What is your background as far as swords goes?
Well, let's see. I spent about 7 years starting as a freshman in college fencing, Olympic-style fencing.
Interesting. And how has that helped you and how has that hindered you for doing something like this?
Well, let's see here. Certainly it's helped me, and I think I've been able to share some of that with the cast in terms of stance and format and blade control. I think the hardest thing for me has been, as a fencer, you're always analyzing your opponent and looking for openings. So when we get to choreographed fencing scenes, which we're obviously doing, we're not improvising the fencing up there. I have a very hard time remembering to actually follow the choreograph instead of looking for the openings. So if my partner deviates from the choreographed moves at all, it's very hard to stick to the choreographing because, of course, now there's an opening where there shouldn't be. And
when I was talking to Dennis, he mentioned that there was something, I guess there was something at some point where you had said, how did he was telling me a story, something about you said, now if you're fencing, this is what you would do, but it doesn't look good on stage, so you had to alter certain moves that would work in one context but don't look right from out here. Does that ring a bell at all? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. That right there, it's been interesting working with Meg because she's used to fencing at the Ren Fair and doing a lot of stage combat. But is used to doing broadsword and other medieval weapons, whereas the rapier is much more like the Olympic foil. So we've had to sort of meet in the middle where we keep the true to the foil's or the rapier's nature, which is it is a thrusting and defensive weapon. Whereas at the same time, we've added a bit of extra flair that you might not otherwise see, such as some slashes and some twists and spins that most fencers probably wouldn't have actually used.
What is your theater background? What else have you done before Swamp Meadow?
Let's see. I did a lot of stuff, back in college, decades ago. When I was, young and thin. Porthos for portly. Recently, for the last three Christmases, I've done Carol's Christmas, which is a two-act production put on by Three Hearts Productions. The first act is a explanation of how Charles Dickens comes up with A Christmas Carol, and the second act is A Christmas Carol, The Essentials.
That's it for our first show. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you have any comments or you'd like to contribute content, contact me at andy@andyaffleck.com. Thanks again for listening.